Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, February 28. In Squiz Kids today, free chips for leap year, Siberia's ancient poo worms, our cricket team's triumph, and Bluey's new neighbours. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Hold onto your hats, people. We're about to experience a once every 4 years phenomenon called a leap day. And this time around, it promises to deliver everything from a mini economic boost to all the fries you can eat. Tomorrow is February 29, a date in the calendar that only occurs every 4 years. Why? Because back in 1582, Pope Gregory XIII and a bunch of clever scientists around him worked out that it takes the Earth just a little more than 365 days each year to orbit the Sun. So they added an extra day every 4 years to the calendar to make up the difference. What does that mean in practical terms for today? Well, firstly, it's expected to give a little boost to the Australian economy, because your mum and dad will be at work an extra day this year. Secondly, there may be more women asking men to marry them today than any other day of the year because, well, that's a tradition. But most importantly, it's going to mean free chips, following the announcement by Red Rooster that it's going to hand out a free serve of regular chips to anybody who wants it tomorrow. Just because. If you need me tomorrow, I'll be at Red Rooster. This summer, we've had drought, fires, and flooding rains. So, it was only a matter of time before we had snow. Yep, summer snow has fallen on the mountains of Tasmania, with Ben Lomond, the second highest peak in the Apple Isle, this week receiving a light sprinkling of the icy stuff.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Siberia, in the freezing north of Russia, where worms that have been frozen for the past 42,000 years were dug up out of the permafrost, thawed out, and coaxed back to life. The nematodes, which measure 1 millimetre in length, a part of a family of teeny tiny worms that have been around since the last ice age, when woolly mammoths walked the earth. Fun fact, some modern day nematodes live inside slug intestines and spend their days slithering through slug poo.
Sport time!
Can I get an Aussie, Aussie, Aussie? For what better way to mark the fact that Australia's blokes cricket team has triumphed in the T20 series against South Africa, setting them up very nicely, thank you very much, as they set course now for the men's T20 World Cup here at home in October. Meanwhile, our women's T20 team cruised their way to victory last night against Bangladesh in the World Cup match in Canberra. Alyssa Healy was named player of the match, smashing 83 runs off 56 balls. Our next match is against New Zealand on Monday for a shot at the semis.
Pop Culture Corner.
Look out, Bluey fans. There's a new pup on the block. In fact, a new family of pups. When the next season of the hit ABC cartoon series goes to air, fans of the blue heeler from Brizzy and his wonderfully typical family will have a whole new family to follow in the shape of the Russells, a family of Jack Russells whose puppy has attention deficit disorder. And Frozenisters, hold on to your Olafs. There's big news this week with the first glimpse of the Frozen World attraction that is being built at Disneyland Paris, complete with Frozen-themed rides and a life-size replica of Arendelle. The new attraction is scheduled to open in 2023.
What's up, folks?
Each Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this weekend, he's going to be doing a bit of bedtime reading with his dad, who's been promising for months to read The Hobbit with him. It's an oldie, but a dragons and wizards goodie. As for listening, his sister has taken control of the playlist, and it's been a week of Glitter by Benny, the video for which is totes psychedelic. And as for watching, he's been watching over and over the Instagram video of Deacon Witherspoon, son of actress Reese, teach his mum how to dap, which is what teens do instead of shaking hands these days. It's very funny, and there's a link to all of these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which state of Australia had snow fall on it this week? That's right, it's Tasmania. Question number two. Who did the Australian men's cricket team beat to win a T20 series yesterday? You got it, South Africa. Question number three. What breed of dog is about to join the Bluey universe? Yeah, it's a Jack Russell. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to William from Brisbane, Bella from Ferngrove, Zoe from Melbourne, Isabella from Canberra, Mike from the Gold Coast, Thomas from Perth, Angus from Sydney, Freya from Ascot Vale, Layla and Brielle from Roeville, and Mika from Putney. A weekend birthday shout-out to Elizabeth from Wellington Point, and a few belated birthday wishes to Charlotte from Melbourne and Bobby from Bathurst. Happy birthday to you all. Today's classroom shout-outs go to everyone listening to Ties Hill Public School, Elwood Public School, Denniston East Public School, and Mullion Public School in Cowra. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.